Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
Always. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the line this morning. John, good Tuesday morning to you.
Mark, Dan, great to be back with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it seems like it has. That is very true. It's great to have you on this morning. I guess first off, I got a flyer mailed to me yesterday. Somebody sent it to me in a direct message about a John Patterson fundraiser. Apparently, after being a House leader now, he is running for Senate next year, it looks like.
Yeah, this is a very unusual occurrence that the Speaker of the House would then actually enter into the Senate. Most of the time when a Speaker leaves his office, he has easily has seven figures in a campaign account and has an eye towards higher office or just an eye towards doing something else in politics away from going back into the General Assembly. The last person to do this was Ron Richard. And this was in 2010, and Ron was the Speaker of the House, and then he's the only person to ever be both the Speaker of the House and then the President of the Senate. So it's safe to say that that Patterson will be the state senator. This is it's kind of a moderate-ish district, and he'll enter the race with $1.5 million or thereabouts. And I think that he will be the candidate, and he will ultimately prevail, given his money advantage.
Well, and the fact that the governor is basically endorsing him by showing up at his campaign kickoff tonight, and some other big names in there as well.
Yeah, this was always my expectation that, and Patterson is a moderate, like he's a moderate, like Keogh's a moderate, and that Keogh would not just sit in the governor's mansion and watch the Senate races unfold, that he would be very active in them. He knows the importance of having a Senate that's on the same side as you on certain issues. And I think this will be the first of many. Out here in St. Charles County, I'm represented by Nick Schroer, and he's the lone member of the Freedom Caucus these days. And I know they're trying to add some members, but this won't be a seat where they get it. I do have to say that, the governor's decision to come out publicly last week and announced the fact that he intends to pursue the elimination of the income taxes is really a huge win for all of Missouri. And I think on some level, if a very conservative person wanted to go down this path, it might be easier for it to be stopped. But I think that this is one of those things that both the moderates, if the moderate governor wants to eliminate the income tax, we know the conservative General Assembly will follow along.
Well, I was just disappointed that I've never been able to get Patterson on the radio, ever. Despite all of our requests, he's never been on this radio show. He's always pushed me off of one of his underlings, and I found that very disappointing. Not that he's required to be on this show, but if you want to talk to a conservative audience in the greater St. Louis area, you better be. I guess he has no interest in that.
He's a very odd bird. He's not conservative by any definition. I mean, he's not 100% pro-life. He does benefit by the fact that his district is a moderate district. He kind of represents, if it were St. Louis County with a little bit of St. Charles County in it, but mostly St. Louis County, you'd be hard pressed to be super conservative and hold office. And he's not hard pressed at all. He's not super conservative. So I would think that he'd be avoiding your show like the plague.
John, how has he been elevated, as you mentioned, first House Speaker and soon to be Senate, Speaker? How did he ascend as a moderate in a conservative red state? I don't get it.
Speaker of the House is almost always determined by the lobby corps. So you come in, you only have four terms as in the House. So you get there as a freshman, and in order for you to fit the timeline of becoming speaker in your last 2 years, you really have to jump into leadership almost right away, or certainly by your second year. And there are 163 House seats, 110, 112 of them are Republican. They're in all different parts of the state, little tiny seats. Each person represents about 35,000 people. And so what happens is the lobby corps, they know every single rep. They'll go down into every little district, and they will support a House rep for their events, and if they're walking in parades, and they'll be whispering in their ear the whole time. And ultimately, that's who chooses the speaker, and that's why the speaker usually leaves office with at least $1 million in his campaign account, with no expectation that would come back to the caucus. What happened with Peterson is he'll be able to be a kingmaker in the Senate. So he won't need all that money to win his office, but he'll be able to support a lot of other senators as they run for office. And ultimately, I would expect him to be in leadership pretty quickly in the Senate.
Yeah, it's basically a big slush fund that they leave there with, right. To be honest. So let's talk, John, very quickly about the St. Charles County executive's race. It seems to me that with Elman getting back into this race, it's a pretty clear indication they were in panic mode that Bill Igel might be the next county executive.
Yeah, since we last spoke, Steve Elman's come out obviously, and he's now running, and he's not in favor of Bill's politics for sure, and on some level the field will be cleared a little bit. I know Mike Elam has now left the race. But I think he made a mistake in terms of his timing. This gives Bill, a long runway. If Bill goes out and campaigns as hard as he does when he campaigns, and in this instance, he's not running for governor, but it's statewide. It's right here in his backyard. He gets to go to bed every night and sleep where he's campaigning. I think that Bill can actually pull us out just by, bare knuckles, hard campaigning, just being everywhere all the time. I think if Ailman was a little bit too cute, I think he probably should have waited maybe until the spring. Not that Bill wouldn't have been campaigning hard, but now Bill knows exactly what he has to do, and I think he has more than enough time to do it.
Did you see the article in the Missouri Independent about Igel's fundraising?
Yeah, that's just someone who's been in office for a long period of time, especially if you run a statewide, to have issues with your campaign account is kind of like, hey, it's a day of the week that ends in Y. It's pretty standard stuff. The press doesn't like Bill, and so anything that Bill does that they don't like is going to be headline news. So no big deal there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, John, I had just a quick question regarding gambling. Of course, sports betting opened in the casinos yesterday. December 1st, it goes legal statewide. Is there going to be any level of citizen accountability to the funds that the hundreds of millions they say it's going to generate in new tax dollars of where and how that money actually gets dispensed? It just seems like in the history of gambling, they just reduce general funds to certain things and nothing really gets increased.
It's a complete money grab. I mean, even like what you're speaking of is the casino boats, that whole thing was supposed to go to education. And
right. And
so it went into that bucket and then they just took money out of the general education.
Revenue,
the same thing. Yeah, there's no it's a money grab. The industry wanted to be here. They make money. They sell it to the consumer or to the voters. You know, it's like I don't know if you're paying close attention, but like all the promises made about the marijuana industry have all fallen way, way short. The industry is not anywhere what it was supposed to be. It's not as robust. There's not as much tax dollars being raised. And what you're finding is more and more incidents of really bad things are happening to especially young people with the legal marijuana industry. I think you see the same thing happen in the gambling industry. We're seeing it at the professional level. In a place like Missouri, it wouldn't shock me if they end up having gambling on high school football or something.
Oh.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I would not be surprised either.
You can get a line on anything pretty much these days, right?
Yeah, that CBC Slew game, you know.
Yeah.
Well, how long before those players get NIL money, right? So you get paid $25,000 to be a wingback at CBC.
That's
just a matter of time.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yep. Great being with you.
Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.